General Colin Powell, the first Black U.S. Secretary of State and a former chairman of the military's Joint Chiefs of Staff, died on Monday from complications of COVID-19. He was 84. His family announced his death in a Facebook posting saying, "We have lost a remarkable and loving husband, father, grandfather, and a great American." The family said that Powell was fully vaccinated against the virus. He had multiple myeloma, a white blood cell cancer that suppresses the body's immune response, according to U.S. news outlets. Even if fully vaccinated against COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, immunocompromised people are at greater risk. Powell was the country's top diplomat from 2001 to 2005 during the first term of Republican President George W. Bush. In a tribute, Bush and he said he and former First Lady Laura Bush were deeply saddened by his death. President Joe Biden called Powell a patriot of unmatched honor and dignity. Powell was viewed in U.S. political circles as a moderate Republican and a pragmatist. He considered running for president in 1996 against Bill Clinton, but decided not to, as his wife Alma voiced fears for his safety. In 2008, he broke ranks with the Republican Party and endorsed the presidential candidacy of Democrat Barack Obama, who went on to become the first African-American elected to the White House. Media controlled by Northern Ethiopian forces said the government launched airstrikes on the capital of Tigray region on Monday. The government has denied those reports. The Northern region's Tigrayan People Liberation Front said the attack on the city of Mekele killed several civilians.